Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. Some believe that love evolves between individuals who are willing to invest time and effort in a relationship. Others insist on love at first sight, an immediate, mutual, and ideally lasting romantic attraction between souls. The notion of love at first sight isn't new. We can follow its linguistic trail back more than 600 years to the time of Chaucer, who composed the celebrated epic The Canterbury Tales. Another of his poetic masterpieces is Troilus and Cressida, written in the 1380s, which is a tale of two lovers set during the Siege of Troy. When Chaucer describes the attraction Cressida felt for her paramour, he writes, "She loved Troilus right from the first sight." 200 years later, in 1592, another English poet, Christopher Marlowe, wrote a verse about another pair of lovers called Hero and Leander, who also felt an instant attraction for one another. Marlowe asks, "Where both deliberate, the love is slight. Whoever loved that loved not at first sight?" From the pens of Chaucer and Marlowe, then, comes our familiar linguistic formula, love at first sight. Dozens of our most memorable tropes come from the canon of great English poetry and literature. Join me next time when we'll seek the origins of Variety is the Spice of Life and Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Good day, Verbivores.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.